antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine.
Thank you. pleasure. The place is getting colder, and we're heading for disaster. See, I know better days are coming. For sure, we go in the fighting. Hold on, people, better days are coming. Never see us.
And you know when you hear that, you're locked into Boom Boom Time, the show that brings the
old club show, like old steel funk or disco funk, like of old R&B, like of old reggae.
Well, you couldn't butcher that anymore. But we love you, DJ Storm, and that's because she had this cell phone. Put it down. Hi. Hi, Facebook. Hi, Perfect Author Instagram. Yes, it's her Instagram over there, Facebook over there. I am.
You are. She's your
bee. You are. And.
He is.
I'm going to try something here. Flap, 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 flap.
I fret
flap,
when
flap,
you say
flap,
you're going to try flap, something. Flap.
Oh, yeah, it's coming through. Okay, all right.
Okay, we're
I
good?
Think, I think it. I, what? I get in two channels. Okay. Good afternoon, Montreal. Angel in the house here.
And we have an exciting show for us today. Something's ringing, but we're not answering. This woman is this. That's what she is. She is this.
Oh, that is the truth.
This is what she is, right? Who's ringing?
That's your phone over there.
How it could be ringing? Hi, if you're calling me, don't call me. I'm using my phone. Oh, it must be the station. Keep talking. Introduce yourself.
Well, hi, everyone. My name.
I need to ask you to do that, but I got to take off that phone call.
My name is Latoya Belfon. I am a best-selling author. I am a teacher. I am a motivational speaker. I'm a goal success coach. I definitely am so honored to have this, you know, this platform to showcase some of my books, my passion for diverse literature, and most of all to highlight the Women's Summit that we have coming up, me and my partner Chesan Gregory.
Okay, so now here's the thing. A couple of things before we go right into the interview. I want to note and ask for those of you thus inclined, and if you're praying people, to pray for the following two sets of peoples. I would like you to pray for those trying to get to safety in what is now the Ukraine or the NATO-Russian conflict that's happening in the Ukraine. And of course, I am going to leverage those of African descent because we saw some racist behavior there, but I want all people safe. I really, really do want all peoples to be safe and to shut this down immediately, right? We want you to comfort their father, those who have already lost family members on both sides, right? I'm working on being a humanist, my love.
Yeah.
And then I want to comfort the family of those who lost loved ones and friends in the revolution that was 43 years ago today in Grenada, where Maurice Bishop, the then prime minister, lost his life and several others. And so we want to remember that and remember the good. Those of you who are watching this live on Facebook, I want you to go and share to all your networks. See, I'm giving you the pretty eye. Poaching and all of that. Share the two flyers that are there, one for the summit and then the one for the 5 p.m. today talk that is going on about the 43rd anniversary, right? I saw a brilliant interview with Montreal-based former diplomat and CPE worker in Grenada, Val Gordon, and I'm going to try to get that up on the Boom Boom Time Facebook page today. And if I forget, Wana Uno, Wana Alia, please remind me to share it, okay? And I started off by saying that we're talking today to
an author, a visionary.
She's a visionary. She's an author. She is a creative artist because she more than dabbles in the graphic arts. She is also a businesswoman with such an acumen. And also, she's an educator in the EMSB school. I'm not going to call the school name. I'll let her do that should she so decide, right? But she is a visionary because she and her partner, Miss Gregory.
Yes, Chesan Gregory.
Chesan, I love that.
Yeah.
Chesan Gregory are having a symposium. We're going to talk about that coming up. And DJ Storm in 2020 wrote a book. And who knows, maybe through the introduction of Dawn. Yes. You know our beloved Dawn,
Thank
who we
you,
love.
Dawn.
And I searched in my emails the name LaToya, just in case you had sent me your bio by email. And I saw where Gemma Rayburn-Bain sent it years ago when you sat and talked with Stretch. She also sent it to me.
Yes.
That's where I found it as well.
Oh, wow.
None of which is accessible right now because we're using the phone to tape. So I don't have nothing at my disposal, but we're going to work it out. But what we want you to do, go get your pens and paper. You know if...
Recording.
You know, on Boom Boom Time, we do ask you to have pens and papers, scratch the pen and the pencil, make sure you have a pen nib that works and a pencil pint. You have it properly sharpened. And what we're going to do, we are going to drink some water and mind we business. And when we return, we're going to talk with the lovely LaToya Belfond.
Thank you.
And if you're drinking something stronger, like the punchin, yes, you could mind my business while you're drinking your punchin, right?
Well, that's my song, and by the way.
That's your song. It was a pick. Why did you choose this song?
I love it. It's just mind your business, drink water, be healthy. And it's just the music. We all love soca. I'm from the Caribbean. The
yes.
Big up Grenada, Trinidad, massive.
Hello, everything massive, right?
Exactly.
Right? And the business that we're going to talk today is education. Our youth, books, and blackness, right? So that's we business. We go. That's the business. We're drinking the punchin', and we're minding we business. Angel! We're back. We're back. Level it off. Okay. My darling, 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 LaToya.
Yes.
You're 13 years old. Where are you? Where are you at 13 years old?
At 13.
I'm going to do you like that. How I'm going to do you?
At 13 years old, I think I was in Grenada.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in Grenada.
And
doing what? I don't know.
How do you know that you want it to be what you are currently studying right now?
An author? I mean, I've always loved storytelling as a child, but I think like it started for me when I was about 16 years old. And like I tell the story all the time, like I had, you know, I was babysitting these gorgeous young boys and they loved reading. And, you know, just one day I decided to make a story up that they wanted to hear what happened to the characters every other day. And so their mom was like, you should definitely write a children's book. And that's what I ended up doing.
Okay, do you remember any of the characters? And are any of the characters now alive in any of your books?
So the characters for that story is actually not published yet. It's a huge series. So when I started my publishing journey, all these books were to sort of fine-tune my craft. So that story will definitely be published in the future, hopefully very soon.
Okay, now I am texting the person who keeps calling on that phone to tell them don't do it, right? But I want to ask you, I saw your first book, which was not the first published, but
the first published was Mom, Can You Tell Me a Story, but this is the latest book, Cadence Lawrence Self-Love.
Okay, so let's start with Mom, Can You Tell Me a Story?
Okay. So Mom, Can You Tell Me a Story? Like, this was my first book. And so it's basically about a child, similar to the story of the kids I was babysitting, that they loved hearing tons of stories. And one day they had read every single story he had. And so he asked the mom, can you tell me a story? And so she goes into the story about a little lion cub. And it's just a beautiful story, just a beautiful bedtime routine.
Alrighty. Is that routine important, reading to children at night?
Yes, reading to children is extremely important. It helps them to develop, you know, learning words, especially for me and my son. We saw like an immense growth in how he's able to, you know, just form words or make sounds because we get him, you know, engaged in the reading activity. We show him, we point to pictures. Picture books are really important. So reading is definitely a way for young kids to develop in their literacy. And at an early age is really, really awesome. They learn well.
So then how did you know then that you wanted to be a teacher, an educator?
I mean, I feel like from the Caribbean, like we all, you know, aspire to be a teacher. And it's one of the most prominent, well-respected academic.
Girl, go ahead. Keep talking.
The most respected academic posts that you can have in the Caribbean is to be a teacher, a principal. So I think a lot of us as children, we admired our teachers in school. And so we wanted to be like them. And so I wanted to be a teacher. You know, I was a kid in the yard, like hitting all the bushes with a piece of stick. They were my students. And my mom always reminded me of that.
Hold up. Stop.
Yeah.
Of course, you're from the time where there was corporal punishment in schools in the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even sure if they're still allowed to hit children the smack on the hand with the ruler.
So.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Mm-mm.
So you're from that time. So when you were, I'm smiling and I know why I'm smiling. Angel, why am I smiling when she used to pretend play, beating her students using a stick and the bushes were the students and she was beating them?
Yeah.
Who that sound like? DJ Storm used to use, you know, the little chairs, the little dollar store chairs, and she used to rough them up. Line up, we go into the bathroom, and she used to. And then when she'd have any human being, like Uncle Steve, Uncle Daryl, Auntie anybody, she would use them as students, human students, and she used to rough them up.
Well, you know,
do you rough up your present day stuff?
Oh, God, no way.
No, you're
kidding. I mean, when you're younger, I'm happy you brought it up because it's an important idea that we as adults have to, you know, sort of discuss. Children reflect and mirror the activities, the behavior that they see in their society. So at that point in time, that's what I was doing. I thought that is a definition of a teacher,
that's
which
what
is
you
not
understood.
Good. I love my school back. Please, I love my school back home, guys. Okay. But there was the evidence of that type of punishment, which is not okay. And I don't think they do it anymore. However, I did develop a love for teaching that I still have to this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm playing with you. I really, really am. So, Mom, can you tell me a story? The Lost Little Lion Cub. And then we'll touch this one last. Then she also has Did Santa Wear a Mask? Yes. A Christmas Adventure with the Jag Brothers.
This is my business partner right now, the one who we're organizing the Women's Summit, Chess and Gregory. This is her children's
book. And this was inspired by COVID?
This was, yeah, she said that her children, which she made them superheroes in the book, actually. I love this book.
Oh.
And her children were asking that question, and it caused her to sort of reflect and think about, like, really, that's a really important question. Will Santa wear a mask? And what I find about this type of book, Chesan's book, is that showing these black boys as superheroes, saving,
empowering.
Empowering. So I really wanted to highlight, this is why we connected to do the summit about diverse literature, because this is what we do.
And I'm assuming that Chesan is of the Jamaican persuasion.
Yes.
Don't ask. We won't tell I know that. Let's see the next book.
Oh, so Cadence Learns Self-Love. That's my latest book that's available right now.
Okay.
Cadence Learns Self-Love. So basically, as I'm teaching pre-K and kindergarten kids right now, you see that they talk about different things that they may like or, you know, or like about themselves. But we're not thinking that young kids have issues with self-identity and self-love, but they do.
We're going to touch that in a second.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. So A Tale of Two Chopsticks, Coco and Yuriko. These two girls meet in school. She falls in love with the Yuriko character because she is using chopsticks. And so Yuriko teaches her basically the history of chopsticks. And then they become, you know, they bond over the love of cultures. The Japanese culture and the Caribbean culture. I actually have a Japanese friend who I referred to for a lot of the content. So it is really combining two cultures in that book.
And look how they, you know, who on most of these are the illustrator?
It's me. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, a lot of it I do myself.
Listen, all I'm going to tell you on Facebook, you know, LATOYABELFON. Go look for her on Amazon. That's all I'm going to say, because the cover illustration for A Tale of Two Chopsticks, Coco and Yuriko.
Thank you. My Dad the Superhero. This one is a pretty awesome book as well. And it's basically the kid thinks his dad is a superhero because he's doing these things, you know, a regular dad does, but he doesn't understand that's the dad's love and joy to provide and be there for the family.
But yeah, he's got it right.
He's got it right. He is a superhero.
Dads are. Daddy.
So that was just.
Is your dad a superhero, Storm?
Definitely.
Color Me Coco.
Color Me Coco.
This is the same character,
Coco
and Yuriko.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically here she's just being her usual self. You see her personality is vibrant. And
I see the colors and I see her tracksuit top.
Yeah.
And she's traveling. So she's a
pillow? She has her little stuff. No, she just has her little hoodie on.
Oh, that's the inside of the hoodie.
So she's
have to see the illustration.
Yeah, so that's that book. I just love Christmas, which I actually have a Caribbean Santa Looking for a Wife song in this. I hope I don't get sued, guys.
I was going to say so. He just died, so his family, let's mail them a copy,
that's
okay?
So sweet.
Benevolence.
Go to Sleep, Little One. So this is reminiscent of a song that I sing for my little son when he was like a tiny baby I made up. And I made it into a book. He loves this book.
Go to sleep, little one.
He loves this book.
We have one that when we were young.
I could be here for 100 days going through my books, but this is an early childhood book. So it's basically the musical alphabet.
Yes.
And it has beautiful, actually the cover is different now because I changed my mind. So it just has instruments from A to Z, but with musical instruments that you've never really seen or heard.
Known ones.
And if you want to take your kids learning a little further, like you could research the countries from which these instruments are from, and you will find such a rich culture.
And those can be ideas for rainy day COVID
days. Activities.
To give them an activity to either draw or do the report, a book report, or look up online or on YouTube.
Yes.
Now, you have books for adults. Ooh, I get excited.
I do.
We're going to go to music shortly, Ange.
Yeah. I have books for adults, so I have two planners. I think you have one. You bought one.
Yeah.
The Visionary Planner, and I have a goal-setting journal. these books that I brought, I wanted to highlight my first author, Oluwanifemi Fagabohan. She is a best-selling author. So this is my first author that I published because I have a publishing company.
Wait a second. Let me just talk about the things, right? And I'm going to spell her name again. LATOYABELFON. I want you to Google her. And is it Landworks?
LabWorks Publishing. LabWorks
Publishing. Mm-hmm. So in addition to being an educator, an author, as well as, what did I miss?
There's a lot.
A lot. You're a businesswoman. That's what I was trying to reach for. I was reaching for it.
Yeah.
You are also a publisher.
Yes.
And so you have two books from your two authors.
No, I have one author right now. This
is your friend's book.
It's one of my close friend's books.
Beauty Police. I want you to look for that. That's something to write down.
It's an amazing book.
I don't doubt it.
But what this book teaches you is how to be, how to protect your skin. And read
the labels.
Yeah.
And Googling
I learned so much from this
book.
Don't
get me...
Yeah, because I tell you, I learned so much from her, and I still use this book to this day. I wanted to highlight one of my colleagues. We talk a lot about publishing.
She was on, I think, just before Christmas, Onisha Perrott Lewis. Mm-hmm. I think she was here before the Christmas expo that they had at Caribbean Factory.
Yeah.
The pop-up shop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was here. Glow Through Your Grief, a 90-day journal to discovering beauty in loss. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again slowly so that you could get it. And it says, Glow Through Your Grief, a 90-day journal to discovering beauty in loss. And for those of you who are going through grief right now, I don't think she means to say that you can only grieve for 90 days.
Exactly.
She's not saying that. And then you have two books. This is, what do you call this again?
This is a planner. So it's a goal setting planner.
Goal as in G-O-A-L, setting planner.
Yes.
Right? And it's visionary. Vision is useless without strategy
and action. Yeah.
And it is fabulous. I bought this on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And Lord, already I have to go wipe it off. It's probably me because
it's okay.
I had makeup. I put on a little makeup so that I don't look so bad and shiny.
Yeah.
I love it. Before you leave today, you're going to show me how to use it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I had mine today. I sat down today and put my goals down.
Okay.
And it's important. The whole purpose of this visionary planner is that a lot of times we don't have a vision for our lives, and so we have no direction. And our vision, sometimes it's so small that we're not satisfied with our
life. And we as women and men too can do this, right? I'm not being snide or cheeky, but sometimes people don't see their crown, or the crown might fall off. You can pick up your sister or your brother's crown, place it back on their head. Storm, DJ Storm, come before we take a music break. Come and ask the question that you want to ask, and you're going to have to sit here on me so you can get up in front of the mic. Okay, so ask her the question that you want. You don't know?
What's your question, honey? It was so sweet that she brought her book that she's writing.
Yeah.
To have a meeting with the publisher.
So you guys are going to meet soon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why do you want to meet? What is it you want to do ultimately?
Well, I want to publish my book.
Say that clearly.
I want to publish my book.
And when you publish your book, then what do you want to do?
I want to do a book launch.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Chidong Pitney. That's why I'm in love.
Yeah. I love it. And that's important. And
marketing?
Yes.
I surprised Angel you didn't say it. Mm. Marketing. Marketing. Listen, we are CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Boom Boom Time. Tell a friend. Those of you on the live, share the live. On Instagram, my nice lovelies, I want you to share it. Share the live. We'll be right back after this music break. Thank you.
Education, education, this is the foundation. Our rising population needs sound education to be recognized anywhere you go. Have your certificate to show to enjoy any kind of happiness. Knowledge is the key to success. Children, go to school and learn well. Otherwise, later on in life, you won't catch real hell. Without an education in your head, your whole life will be pure misery. You're better off dead. For there is simply no room in this whole wide world for an uneducated little boy or girl. Don't allow idle companions to lead you astray. To earn tomorrow, you got to learn today. For employment, yes, employment, you must be intelligent. It's essential, very essential, to have your credentials. But if you're block-headed like a mule, no one will employ a fool. You'll be the last one to be hired, and the first one to be fired. Children, go to school and learn well. Otherwise, later on in life, you gon' catch real hell. Without an education in your head, your whole life will be pure misery. You're better off dead. For there is simply no room in this whole wide world for an uneducated little boy or girl. Don't follow idle companions or you will get burned. To earn, you got to learn. Illiteracy, illiteracy is man's greatest enemy. It's your duty, yes, your duty, stamp it out completely. Ignorance always impedes progress. Education saves you much distress. So learn, learn, learn as much as you can. For the nation's future's in your hand. Children, stay in school and learn well. Otherwise, later on in life, you gon' catch real hell. Without an education in your head, your whole life will be pure misery. You're better off dead. For there is simply no room in this whole wide world for an uneducated little boy or girl. Don't allow idle companions to lead you astray. To earn tomorrow, you got to learn today.
Do you know what I love?
COVID-19 vaccines have helped protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Yes, sir. You already know what it is.
What it is.
This is Jason Alexander on behalf of THD Entertainment letting y'all know we're on CKUT 90.3 all month with the Montreal Sessions, myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and of course, Colin Hassel on the drums.
Yes, sir, Montreal. That's Whose Vibe Is It Anyway? Mark your calendars 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday through the month of March. Hit us up on IG at THT Entertainment. Drop us a line. Let us know what you want to hear. What's popping in your neighborhood? We got to know.
If it appears that COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, sore throat, and loss of taste and smell are beginning to present themselves, you can begin to self-isolate and take a rapid test at home. After getting your test results, you can learn more about proper self-isolation guidelines by visiting quebec.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The sound of this doorbell may seem pretty ordinary to you, until you realize that it's Graham, who's 75 years old and still delivering meals to people in need in his neighborhood. And that for many of them, it's the most comforting sound they'll hear all day. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Boost your business's bottom line by adopting new digital strategies and technologies. Get access to expert advice and apply for up to $15,000 in grants at canada.ca/digital-adoption. A message from the Government of Canada.
That's right. I want to remind you, your shut-ins, that's people who are sick or elderly or differently abled and are unable to leave their homes, call and check up on them. That doorbell can be something of joy to some people who are not getting to see people, as well as the joy of touch. So ask if you can give them a hug, and give them a hug, especially now as we're returning back to quote-unquote normalcy, and we are no longer going to have passports as of tomorrow, I think it is, formally.
Yes.
And there are sensitivities, but still watch out for the little children in schools.
Yes.
And so, with that said, I want to just talk right into this interview with you about the symposium.
Yes.
And I want to ask you, virtual summit, breaking the bias, mm-hmm. breaking the power, the bias, mm-hmm. empowered woman in lit.
Yes.
Empowered woman in lit.
In lit.
So,
yeah.
Lit woman in lit.
Lit. Yeah. Wow. Lit woman in lit, yes.
Breaking the Bias in Children with Diverse Literature. That's coming up March 26th. It's a Saturday, so
yes.
Plan your Saturday from now, 1 p.m. Eastern Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And a little later, we'll talk about who the panelists are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you mean by the title, Breaking the Bias in Children with Diverse Literature?
Well, so basically, myself and Chesan Gregory, we're both diverse authors of evidence of our skin color, but we saw definitely there was a huge gap in the literature, children's books that were available to our children. And so a lot of us started our journey like that. We wanted to provide something different for the children that we have, and then for the greater community. So we also saw that with as teachers. So a lot of the panelists you would see work in education in some form.
Mm-hmm.
We are teachers, we are, you know, they're probably principals or they're psychologists, there are different people on the panel. And we, obviously being a teacher, know how important literature is. And so it's quite, it's basically what you show a child, just like I was saying before, a child mirrors what they see in society. When you show a child what's important in literature, as we saw in history, why Black history is not taught as much before, why certain things that are current history is not taught, we cannot identify with our ancestors. We cannot identify with the power of the people before us because we don't know what they have accomplished and what they've done.
And so with literature, you can see that. You can see if we show a child that this particular image is important, or this particular person, or this particular country is what is deemed important, that's what they will think. Now, if that that image that we show that child mirrors them, looks like them, that person has their skin color, their color eyes, their type of hair, then okay, that child will feel empowered. But what about the other children that do not see literature that reflects themselves, Black characters? And I talk about Black Panther all the time because it was such a powerful, impactful movie, because we were finally able to see Black superheroes that looked like, you know, images that looked like us.
Black. In all its glory.
In all its glory.
Afrofuturism. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Done and for us, by us, with us.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, given that today, children more and more are stuck behind screens, mm-hmm, and video games. Did you set up, because you're a lover of books, to diversify books, authors, characters? Or is it in all that we do with the various mediums at our disposal as parents and educators, because, and I'm going to flag that and say that again, mm-hmm, as parents and educators, because we can't only expect our teachers,
yes,
to educate our kids. Exactly. We, of course, are by our living, are educating them, but we need to also be the person as the child's best advocator,
yes, yes,
to be teaching them as well. So the, given the tools that we have now, are you saying that we as parents and you as teachers have to start diversifying what they watch, what type of music they listen to, mm-hmm, and so forth?
Yeah. It doesn't just stay constricted within literature. Literature is the basis of everything, right? Mm-hmm. To create a song, you write it. You, mm-hmm, write music. To make movies, you write the script. So literature is the start, and that's why it's so important that, you know, it's important what you write to how you portray it. It has to be diversified. And parents, the responsibility, we have our speaker, Jean, she's going to talk about the early childhood strategies, because parent,